They say it's the start that stops most people. And so being that it's Monday, I thought let's talk about the benefit of starting.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
G'day team, glad Azar here. Welcome you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast on a Monday morning. Don't know what you got up to on the weekend, but I managed to fit a few good things in. Jaden and Krista had their, what would you call it, baby shower? Baby shower and a going away party at the same time. So it was called Marley in Melbourne. Marley being the young future king's name when born in a few weeks' time. And Melbourne obviously referenced to Jay Nix and Krista heading away to Melbourne for Jaden to start his contract with the Melbourne Storm. So we did that, and that was a fantastic, really relaxed vibe. A lot of good people there and a lot of people that know each other, people from within our circle. So that was really cool. Went to the footy yesterday and watched the local Queensland Rugby League Cup. That was Wynnum Seagulls, which included Ben Shea is in that team. Benny Shea is the Aussie Dave Goggins, and of course the North Devils. So Big Uncle Rob is involved with the North Devils and a few other people from here. So both sides, North Devils end up having a win, but I went out with Jamie Lee, Morgan and Digi, so some of my favourite peeps. So that's how I spent my weekend. Anyway, I got to thinking about this whole concept about how it's the start that stops most people. And what that means is that most people will not do a thing because they just don't get started. They think about the start. It sounds really hard. They'll overthink it, overanalyze it. They'll look for all the things that could go wrong and try and mitigate those before they even start. And eventually, they realize that they just never start. And I've realized for me, myself, I love a start. Starts are my favorite thing because it I view it as an opportunity. So I'll often throw something out there and say, I'm going to do this thing publicly just so that it forces me to start doing that thing. Now, I don't always get it done in the time frame that I would like. I sometimes don't even succeed at it at all, but I can guarantee to you that I start. And as a result, most things that I do end up happening. Whether they're exactly as I imagined them at the time that I first came up with the concept, maybe not. But they do get started and then they evolve once they get started and you have to start. So I love starts. I love Mondays. I love the first of a month. I love the 1st of January. I just love opportunity and I see a start as an opportunity for me to direct my own life in some way, shape or form, or as my 12-week online program says, to design my life. I get to make choices. Now, when you don't start things, when you sit on the sideline, when you overthink things, you are not directing your own life. You are not designing your own life. You are not in control because you're not influencing the things that are happening in or around you. You're reacting to the things that are happening in around you. So you are being influenced. Now, I'm not suggesting for a second that just because you start something, you're going to be successful. But I will say this, there is no one that's achieved anything without having started. And we know that. So I guess the challenge for you this week is to think about what are some of your deepest desires, goals, wishes, or even just a little something that niggles away at you that you'd like to change. And then ask yourself, what do I need to do today as I listen to this podcast? What could I do today? And what could I do within this week to at least get started? Because there's this concept that activity is contagious. That once we start doing a thing, then we start to get motivation. So I saw a quote recently which said, you need to just start because action is what gives motivation, i.e. you get results or you start moving and then that's what gives you the motivation to keep moving. It's not the other way around. Motivation doesn't cause action because if you're motivated, you're already doing a thing. So you need to take action first. You need to start to build some momentum first so that you can start to get a roll on. So that is your challenge. What's something that you really want to do? A change you want to make personally, professionally, in a relationship, something you want to do better, just something you feel like it's there for you, but you've just never made a move on it. And then ask yourself again, what can I do today? I don't care what time you listen to this potty, what can I do today to move me towards that? And what could I get done this week that absolutely, definitively would show that I've started moving towards that thing. Because again, it's the start that stops most people. Don't be most people.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.